Special visitor today is Paulina Shivaramara. Now, when Mother Guru was a new devotee, very new devotee, Shivaramara was my first teacher. And he introduced me to Krishna and to Srila Prabhupada. And he's still our teacher. So he's a very dear disciple of Srila Prabhupada. And we're very, very pleased that he's come to visit our school for the first time in many, many years.
Many years.
I hope it's not the last. Okay. So, Maharaj, maybe tell you a story. And if you have any questions, then I'm sure he'll be very, very happy and eager to.
Do you have a question?
Where do you live?
Tell me what your name is.
My name is Nikram. That's my devotee name.
Where do I live? I live in Hungary. Do you know where that is?
Yeah, that's where one of my friends lives.
Really? What's your friend's name?
Damianti.
And she has a brother called Domi.
That's right.
And one is called Brigitte.
That's right.
And they're very disappointed that you've got a name just left.
Hannah. My name is Hannah Molly. I'm my sister's in Arden.
Did you have a question? Or are you just telling me your name?
Yeah.
Well, that's a very nice name.
How old
am I? I'm going to be 62 years old. You know how old that is? That's really old.
My name is called Toparani, and how did you become a guru?
How did I become a
guru?
Well, you know, we don't become gurus. We become devotees. And as soon as you become a devotee, you become a guru. Just like you're a devotee. Mm-hmm. So when someone asks you your name, then what do you say? My name's Gaur Thakurani.
Yeah.
And then when they ask, what does that mean? What do you say?
I just say what it means.
What does it mean?
I
don't know what my name means.
Do you know what her name means? Gaur Thakurani is the name for Radharani, isn't it? So when they ask you who's Radharani, what will you say?
I'll say that it's Krishna's girlfriend.
And who's Krishna?
He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Yes, perfect. So now you're a guru. Because you told somebody that Krishna is God. So just like you became a guru, I became a guru. When you become a devotee, you become a guru. It's only Mother Guru who's actually got it right in her name.
My name is Ross Gopal, and I wanted to ask if you know how many disciples you have.
I know. Roughly. Sometimes they come and go. So it's sort of hard to keep track. But somewhere around 400 or so. Try to be conservative. But that's a lot.
My name is Jagannath Das, and my question is, have you ever been around the world?
Have I been around the world? Not right around the world. I go really to India. I've gone to that part of the world. Who's been to India? Wow. So you've all been to Vrindavan and Mayapur? Oh, so I usually go to Vrindavan, Mayapur, and then sometimes I go visit my mother in Canada, and then I've lived a little in America, United States, but I've never really been around the world. I'm not so much of a traveler. What was your question?
My name is Sean, and when did you become a devotee?
Well, when I first started chanting Hare Krishna, reading Prabhupada's books. And that was a long time ago. Maybe that was around 1968, 1969, something like that. Do you have to check out another question?
Where were you born?
Where? I was born in Budapest, Hungary, where, maybe sometime you'll all come and visit.
I was born in Chicago.
Where? Chicago, that's where I was. That's where I was there, Guru Chandra Padma was there. Where in Chicago? The other day I met Radhanath Maharaj's father, and he lives in Skokie.
Where?
Skokie.
Oh, Skokie.
Yeah. And he used to live just off Lunt Street.
How did you meet Chopra?
Well, I already joined when I first met Srila Prabhupada in Dallas, when we were on traveling Sankirtan. We were trying to avoid the cold winters of Canada, so we went south and we did book distribution in America, which was an experience to forget. And that's when Prabhupada was actually there in Dallas. Prabhupada was traveling, and he'd just come from South America to Miami, to Atlanta, and from Atlanta he came to Dallas, and that's where there was actually a very nice Gurukul at that time. A lot of Gurukul children.
My name is Peter, and what year did you meet Srila Prabhupada?
Say that again.
My name is Peter.
Yeah.
That was
1975. That was like 35 years ago. And Srila Prabhupada was, I remember we came into the, we went out to the airport, but he'd already arrived, so we came into the, drove to the temple at around 100 miles an hour. And then Prabhupada was actually receiving Guru Puja. Just at that time, he'd already arrived. And my first impression was, because up to then Prabhupada, I only saw Prabhupada in a picture. And when I saw that actually, I was so used to seeing Prabhupada in a picture that it seemed to me Prabhupada was like a moving picture. And then I realized that there was actually no difference between Prabhupada and Prabhupada's picture. It was the same experience being in front of Prabhupada's picture. Being a fun, except that Prabhupada then got off the Vyasasan. Who was going to ask? Oh, go ahead.
Hey, my name is Oscar. My question is, how old are you when you met your Prabhupada? How old are you when you met your Prabhupada?
Well, 62 minus 35.
We all need to do that. Come on.
Who can do that? Who can... 62 minus 35 is?
Is it 27?
Very good. That's very good. Chaganath's good at arithmetic. Very good. Anyone else have anything? Or you want to hear a story?
Yes.
Story?
Shamakari, did you have a question?
Yes.
What? Do you
want? Okay.
How did you come by the Guru's teacher?
she started coming to the temple. She started coming to the temple and she's come to the Sunday program. And then that was in Winnipeg. Very, very cold place. Huh?
I come to morning program.
That's very nice. So the whole morning program, we start at 7. Daily greeting.
We say to greet, and usually when Mother Guru comes, we usually go in circles and we spin around.
Go ahead, Isha.
How long have you been a devotee?
Well, you're going to have to... I'll give you the numbers and then you figure it out. If you say since from 1970 till today... How many years is that? Oh, Jagannath's really fast. You know? Where we get Jagannath? You're going to answer?
Yeah. I'm trying to give the answer. Well,
wait, you're supposed to give the answer? 41
years.
41. Yeah, considering with who. Is that what you were going to say?
Yeah.
41 years. Yeah, it was a long time ago. Go ahead.
How did you come from?
How did I come from?
Yeah.
how did I come from? Or where did I come from? Right now I came from Pranabandhu's house. And I've been here for a week. First I went to Scotland. I was actually in Istanbul. Who knows where Istanbul is? That's pretty good. Someone else, you know where Istanbul is? Where? These are two funny countries, Hungary and the other place, which is? Not Curry, but it sounds similar. Edinburgh is in Scotland, but Istanbul's not in Scotland. I don't think the Scottish would appreciate it. Turkey. So see, there are two funny names. One is Turkey, the other one is Hungary. People in Hungary are hungry. It sounds like a funny name. And in Turkey.
Like a hungry tummy.
Huh?
Like a hungry tummy.
You got the hungry tummy, that's right. You got to call the shots. What do you want to happen?
Oh, yeah, okay. So we'll have one more question and then we'll have a story, okay? Oh, Shana's great.
Who cooks for me? Well, today it's Mother Ananda Vigraha's cooking for me. You know. It's not just me. Bhagavad Shri Prabhu's coming, and Sarva Mangala, and I'm sure there's some other freeloaders that are going to drop in also.
Right, Shana
Gauri's
going to ask a lot.
Okay.
Is Mother Satya an incarnation of Mother Yashoda?
Yeah, she is. Yes, that's very good. Mother Satya is an incarnation of Mother Yashoda. She is Mother Yashoda. She's Mother Yashoda, except that the difference is that, well, it's not that much different. It's just like Lord Chaitanya took sannyas and he left home. So Krishna also, at a certain age, he also left Vrindavan. Yeah. But Mother Satya, she's like a Brahmin or a Brahmini. And Mother Yashoda, she's a gopi. She's a cowherd lady.
All right, we'll have a story now, I think.
Yeah?
What do we hear
a story? Okay. You
want to hear
a story? Feast? Okay, what kind of story you want to hear about?
If you're a good listener, Luca, then you might get some prasadam from Maharaj at the end, okay?
Oh, yeah.
You're a good listener. Let's see. Maybe you can ask some questions at the end.
Okay.
See,
let me tell you a couple of stories. Who likes? Well, I guess the boys. You do wrestling. You wrestle also.
I wrestle sometimes with Ivan Barnes.
Okay, then I'll tell another story. This is. Let me tell the story. This is a place. It's called Bandhiravat. Bandhiravat is a big tree, and under that tree, that's where the cowherd boys used to go when they would go on to take care of the calves, and they would hang their tiffins, they'd hang their lunch bags in the tree. And outside of the tree, they would actually, at the base of the tree, they would wrestle over there. The cowherd boys would wrestle. So anyway, now I was going to tell another story about wrestling, but maybe we'll come back to that. But one day, Krishna met the gopis there. Cowherd boys weren't there, but Srimati Radharani was there with some other gopis, and they were talking, and they saw this wrestling arena, and they say, "What do you do here?" Radharani asks, "What do you do here?" And Krishna says, "Oh, I wrestle here with my friends." And she says, "Do you win?" And Krishna was very proud. He says, "I always win." And she said, "Well, that's not what my brother tells me." Because who's Radharani's brother? Does someone know?
Krishna.
No. Krishna's not Radharani's brother. Huh? Sridhama. Yes. Sridhama is Radharani's brother. He's Radharani's older brother. So Radharani says, "That's not what my brother says. My brother says he's the one who always wins when he wrestles with you." So they got into a little argument as to whether it was Krishna who won or Sridham won. And then finally, then one of Radharani's friends called Lalita. You know Lalita? And so Lalita says, "Well, why don't you show us how you wrestle?" And Krishna says, who am I supposed to wrestle with? He says, well, you can wrestle with Radharani. And let's see if you beat her. If you can beat her, then we'll believe that you can beat her brother. So then they got dressed up as wrestlers, and then they started to wrestle. Who won?
Krishna.
Who says Krishna won? Who says Radharani won? Okay, I can see it's the ladies. You're right. Radharani won. Radharani beat Krishna. Anyway, she won. But then there's another story. And one day, Krishna got into this argument with the cowherd boys about wrestling, because they were making fun of him that he loses so often. So then Krishna, he tightened his belt and he stood up and he says, okay, if you all think that you're better than me, then you can come and wrestle with me. So all the cowherd boys, they got up and they all stood around and they surrounded Krishna. And then Krishna, and they said, so, who do you want to wrestle first? He says, Krishna says, it doesn't matter. Either you come one at a time or all at once. So then they all charged him. Krishna was in the middle, and all these cowherd boys, they all charged Krishna all at the same time. Krishna expanded himself, and he started wrestling with all of the other cowherd boys. He became many Krishnas.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's what I do.
You do that too?
I do that on
one
of my DVDs of Krishna.
You saw how Krishna expands himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Krishna expanded into many Krishnas, and he wrestled with all the cowherd boys, but this time he beat them all. This time he beat them. He all pinned them. What happens? How do you beat someone when you wrestle with them? When do you win?
Totally.
Right. You pin them down, pin the shoulders to the ground, and you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Then you won. So then Krishna won this time. So those are wrestling, Krishna's stories about Krishna's wrestling. And here's a story about cows. So Krishna's taking care of cows, right? Mm-hmm. Who's 5 years old here? Or 6 years old? Who's 7 years old or older than 7 years old? Uh-huh. Okay. Because Krishna, you know, when he turned six, that's when he started taking care of the cows. Up until then he was taking care of the calves. But anyway, when he was taking care of the cows once, then Krishna and Balaram, they decided to hide. And the cowherd boys couldn't find them. So they started to really get upset. They were crying. They didn't know where Krishna was. And Krishna and Balaram had hidden far away somewhere. And they were all looking for him, and they couldn't find him anywhere. So when the cows saw this, then cows were very smart, and cows have a good sense of smell. So they started to smell where Krishna had gone, and they started to smell out Krishna and Balaram, and the cowherd boys followed them, and finally they led the cowherd boys to this bush where Krishna and Balaram were hiding, and then the boys jumped on them, on Krishna and Balaram, because they also play hide and seek. You all play hide and seek, don't you? So that's actually a very, very old game, and it comes back from Krishna's time. They used to play all different varieties of hide and seek.
Well, when you said they were hiding in the bush, that reminds me of, I remember it was really dark. Me and a couple of my friends were playing cops and robbers. And then me, Isha, we went under a bush, it was really dark, and no one could see us. So we were like, everyone was running past us and no one saw us. I was like, telling myself, I'm a tree, don't look at me.
They play cops and robbers.
That was on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But did they find you?
No. In the end, everybody was saying, game over, come out.
But Krishna and cowherd boys used to play these games. And that's where it actually comes from. All these different types of hide-and-seek games, tag, ball. They used to all play all of these ball games. and they had different ball fields. But sometimes they would play ball with fruit. Sometimes they would stick flowers together and make flowers out of flower balls. And other times they would actually have, Krishna would ask his father to make, they would make carved balls out of wood. And then they also had some kind of leather balls that they used. They had all different types of balls, ball games. Anyone have any questions? Did you forget?
Yeah, I'll think about it. It
happens to me too. I also forget. Sometimes I get up to do something and I forgot what I got up to do. Does it happen?
How many cowherd boys were there?
Well, there's a lot. There's a lot. There are... There's 900,000 cows. Just Nanda Maharaj has 900,000 cows. Today I was just reading that when Krishna was doing the Rasa dance, that there were 300 million gopis. And actually, some other reference says that there were 3 billion. So there were also a lot of cowherd boys. And because if there were that many cowherd girls, once Krishna, the cowherd boys married all the gopis. And you know when that happened? When Krishna, when Brahma stole all the cowherd boys. And you know, they went out one morning, and the cowherd, Krishna stole, Krishna went out along with the cowherd boys, and that morning Balaram didn't go out, and Brahma stole all the cowherd boys. And then what happened? Then Krishna expanded himself again, right? Mm-hmm. He expanded himself into
that,
the cows. You watch
that one.
Me too. You're watching a lot of these stories.
I watched
you watched
too.
It? And then Krishna expanded himself into the cows and the calves. And then, when he went back, and they were back for 1 year, then actually all the cowherd boys got officially married to the gopis. But because it was Krishna, so actually it was Krishna who all the little gopis married. Of course they didn't have any big marriage ceremony, because they're all 5-6 years old. But they were officially sort of betrothed to each other, and that's how they got, that's the way they were all married. So if anyone ever asks you, why is Krishna dancing with other people's wives, you can say, no, Krishna married all of these when he was already 5 years old.
Oh my word.
You're not being frisky. Did it come from Krishna and his coward boy's friends? Because
well, if they did, they used a different name for it.
Because I think in one of the games Krishna played with his friends, when Krishna would take one of his friends' lunch boxes
They invent all kinds of games. They just make up all kinds of games and everything, and they play those, so they may have. But frisbee was something that came in even after my childhood days. It was a sort of a new name. But the toy is great. You were going to ask something?
Did they play leapfrog?
Yes. Yeah, they played leapfrog. They played leapfrog, and I mentioned this tree that they had, this bandir tree, they had this big rope on it, or ropes on it from the branch, and they would swing from the branch and they would drop into the water. They would go out over the Jamuna and drop in the frog. They would leapfrog, they would jump after the frogs, and they would imitate the sound of all the frogs, and they would chase the shadows of the birds on the ground. What were you going to ask?
That, when Krishna stealed all of the cowherd boys, did he steal Balaram too?
Kill?
Steal.
Huh? Oh no, Balaram wasn't there. That morning was Balaram's birthday, so he didn't go out. He had to stay back. His mother kept him back, because he had to give charity on his birthday, and then there was a special ceremony, and he had relatives that came to visit. I just mentioned that the other day. Actually, that morning, early morning, they were going to have a picnic, have breakfast outside as well, because the cowherd boys always have their lunch out, but this morning Krishna wanted to have a breakfast. So they were all waiting for Balaram outside, and Balaram wasn't coming. So finally he sent a litter and he said, my uncle came and he's sitting here in the living room just talking my ear off. You better all go because I don't think I'm going to be able to get out today. So he stayed back. And that's why he didn't know that all of this was taking place. He couldn't understand. Later on he figured out that something's going on over here. Why everyone loves all these cowherd boys so much.
What type of tune did Krishna sing, did Krishna like do on his flute?
What kind of tune?
Yeah.
Many, many, many tunes. Very, very beautiful tunes. Krishna made up that. They're actually, he made them up, but now they're very, very, they're standard. Beautiful flute melodies. And he would have a different melody for a different person. He would, when he used to come home, he was coming home on his way home, that he would play his flute. And then with his flute, he would tell his mother and father that I'm coming home, don't worry. Then when he would, like, call the gopis, then he would play a different melody, and each one would call a different gopi's name. So he would call them by name according to the melody.
How many tunes?
Unlimited. Unlimited tunes. For all the cows, he would call the cows by name with his flute. So as many cows as there were, Krishna knew all of their names.
He made the tune of Hare Krishna on his head.
Yeah, that's where Hare Krishna comes from, actually. Or Krishna also even sings Hare Krishna by playing his flute.
When did you last come here?
When did I last come here? A year ago. Something else?
Any more questions?
Could you tell us about that wrestling story? Tell us at the beginning.
Which story?
That wrestling story that you said that you're going to tell us later.
The wrestling story?
Yeah, I did.
I was going to tell you the one about Krishna wrestling with the cowherd boys, but then I started by telling you about Krishna and Radharani's wrestling. Like one of his mother wrestling stories. I'm trying to remember some other wrestling stories, but I can't remember right now. Let's see. I'll tell you some other story.
What type of clothes did they wear when they wrestled?
When they wrestled?
Yeah.
When they would actually tie, Krishna would tie his dhoti up, so it was very short and tight, and they would put on a belt, because when you're wrestling, then you're allowed to grab hold of each other by the belt. So they would put a belt, they would take their top cloth off, and they would tie it around their belt like that. Of course, for gopis, then they would tie their saris or their skirts very tight, and they would tuck it in around, and they would tie up their braids so Krishna couldn't pull them by the braid. And then they would and take off all their ornaments. Then you have to take your ornaments off when you're wrestling. You can see there's a lot of interest in wrestling.
Did Krishna have a golden flute or a wooden one?
He has a wooden one. It's a Venu, which is out of bamboo. And then he asked his father to make him wooden ones. He's got golden ones, different type of golden ones. Some are short, some are very, very long. And they're set with jewels. It's very, very deep, Murali flute. Mm-hmm. So they have different types of flutes. Krishna plays all different types of flutes. I never read of him having a silver flute. Never read of him having a silver flute.
Well, my father told me that Bamsi or Bamsi Gopal means Krishna's bamboo flute. That's one way my father told me.
Usually, because Bamsi generally also means flute.
I know.
And it also means a type
means
of flute. What?
Krishna wearing a flower garden.
Yeah. Garland. Garland, not a garden. Garden.
Garden.
Yeah. Bamsi. Sometimes they use these names of flutes to actually just mean flute in general, which it means it can mean any type of flute, and then sometimes they're sort of very specific. So I think that's it. One last question that I'm going to go because I haven't had lunch today. Plus, we have devotees waiting there for lunch, and I don't want to keep them waiting. Go ahead.
Was there a tune of Krishna's flute that the peacock likes?
Yeah.
That the peacock.
Yes. Once Krishna was playing the flute, and all the peacocks came. In fact, the peacocks came to him and they said, please make us dance. So Krishna started to play a flute. And he made, and all the peacocks from Vrindavan, they all came and they started all dancing around Krishna. And then Krishna got so enthusiastic by their dancing that he actually started dancing like a peacock also. So the way peacocks dance and move, Krishna also started dancing with the peacocks, and he started to pretend like he was also a peacock. Prasadam?
Yeah. Dear Shivaram Swami, thank you for taking some time off your busy schedule to come and speak to us. We are grateful for the chance to meet you and hear you speak. Come back to us if you can in the future. Thank you for coming.
Thank you very much. Wow.
This is good for your deities.
Shoot, this is the real advantage of being here in the UK. You get all these exotic fruits here. Thank you very much. Oh. I'm going to ask Uncle Taraknath. Yeah. You see Taraknath over there? He's a three-time grandfather.
Right. So, once again...
You all wrote these.
Yeah, the children of the Taraknath class, which are the 5- and 6-year-olds, wrote that.
Sure.
And once again, we'd like to thank Maharaj very, very much for coming to our school and telling us those very, very sweet stories. Wasn't that fun?
Yes.
And now that I know he's so good with children, we're going to ask him to come again. He did really, really well, and you asked some wonderful questions. Now, Shivaram Maharaj ki
jai!
Shivaram Maharaj ki
jai!
Prabhupada ki
jai!
Gaur Bhaktivinoda ki
jai!
Now, Shivaram Maharaj is going to distribute some Mahaprasad.